Folks, I have to apologize. The first runner-up is Colombia. Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Like, if you want to fuck an Elmo doll, fuck an Elmo doll. But go home and fuck an Elmo doll.
Exactly.
Right? Don't do it at someone's house. Don't do it at a client's house. That's, yeah. Here's just a general rule about visiting clients' houses. Don't fuck anything while you're there.
Exactly.
Anything. I reach down into the decrepit part of my brain, fried by all the acid and drugs that I've taken over the years, and just pull out whatever information I think is in there.
I say it with confidence.
Yeah. That's how I get around most of my life. She's got to go with the cosmic family. Yeah, you can't go with the earthly family.
No.
Those are a bunch of like plebons. They're basically amoeba in the cosmic sense.
Exactly.
And what she is like a rarefied air, a deity among deities.
Yeah,
unfortunately, they didn't give her the superpower of talking, but that's okay.
Or of editing.
Yeah.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less, or your money back. Go to the TCBpodcast.com website to collect your earnings. The old, new, old, and new website. You'll figure it out when you get there. Some people are fucking sickos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got a lot of sickos running around this earth.
That's true.
And every time that I think it just can't get worse, it gets worse.
Every time
that I think it can't get more depraved, it gets more depraved. But, you know, people are into what they're into.
Yeah, they are.
A home inspector in Oakland County, Michigan, it's already starting out bad for everybody, has been convicted of aggravated indecent exposure after a security camera showed him masturbating with a Tickle Me Elmo doll.
What?
While at a client's home.
What?
Kevin Wayne of Clarkston was convicted on Wednesday during a one-day trial, but acquitted on another charge of malicious destruction of property. Von Loren was arrested in April 2021 while doing a home inspection in Oxford Township. He was in one of the client's bedrooms when Jada Dawson, one of the homeowners, got a notification that someone was in the nursery.
Ooh, beep, beep, beep. Yeah. Alert, alert.
Oh, let me check and see what's going on. Make sure little baby's okay. Oh, my God! He's fucking the Tickle Me Elmo!
Jesus.
Honey, come quick! Tickle Me Elmo finally got laid!
Oh, my God.
Watch our little baby fly! Fly, Tickle Me Elmo, fly!
When Dodson pulled up the webcam alert, she saw Von Loren masturbating and then picking up the Elmo doll off the floor. He appeared to pleasure himself with the doll.
What?
I went blank.
Like, yeah.
She said, my husband was staring at me from across the room and kept repeatedly asking, what's wrong?
Went blank. That's a great way to put it, because I think I would have done the same thing.
Elmo finally got laid.
Did those dolls say something too?
Oh, sure did.
Was it like saying something as he's masturbating?
Why buying 3,000?
Oh, my God.
My face just went blank. My husband kept repeatedly asking, what's wrong? It was hard to articulate what I was saying.
Yes. I'm assuming the baby wasn't in there.
Well, honey, he's got a dick in the elbow.
God.
No, the baby wasn't there. Of course not.
He was in the baby's room.
No, he was in the baby's room. Jeez. Well, listen, sometimes I walk into Matthias's room and I see that stuff. Mickey looking at me the wrong way. I'm like, hey, what's up? What's up, girl?
Hey, Elmo, it's me, Carl. You got me all hot and bothered with that picture of that red fur that you sent my way. You know what they say, when the carpet matches the drapes. Sweet like grapes. Do me a favor. Hit me back with a 15 to 20 minute video of you going. I'm going to drop a stack of cash right at your house. And I'm going to send you some pictures, and I just want you to look at those and praise the Lord and then send them back to me. Dip it in holy water and let me know. Elmo, can you do me a favor? Show me a little ass. Come on, Elmo. Come on. You got it. You know how to do it.
Oh, my
God. I see those stuffed animals looking at me sometimes, and I'm like, delicious. Look at you, Minnie. Ah, oh, God damn, Daisy Duck. Oh.
This is Central Control. This is Central Control.
Stand by for ejaculation from the home inspector.
Oh my God, I wonder what happened after that.
Von Luer was still inspecting the home when Oakland County investigators arrived at the scene. Well, I mean, if I'm going to masturbate on a Tickle Me Elmo, I'm going to do it last in the inspection, not during the middle of the inspection. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm the kind of guy that doesn't, you know, I hate to be a lover and a leaver, but I like to drop a load and go or fall asleep. I'm not going to just stay around to see what happens next.
Oh, my God.
He claimed that he had moved the doll to inspect an electrical outlet, but confessed after learning about the camera in the nursery. The responding officer also reported that he admitted to placing his penis in Elmo's mouth.
What? Does the mouth opens on the Elmo?
The doll's mouth. He apologized and said he was really ashamed. In the category of too little, too late.
He might need psychological help.
You don't think anything can surprise you. And yet the disgusting ability of some people still manages to surprise me on this, said Sheriff Mike Bouchard. Come on, Mike. I know you've fucked a stuffed animal here or there. You know, sometimes you get those picadillos as a child and then you just don't let go of them. You know what I'm saying? Like
the picadillos.
You get like those certain proclivities. Like you're like, you know, they say that your sexuality is formed at a very early age. And if you have fetishes and stuff like that, it can be because of life experiences you have when you're very young.
Early.
Sometimes pre-pubescent or during, you know, puberty. And so, listen,
he had a really erotic experience with the Tickle Me Elmo. When he was
stop looking at me like that. Stop it, Elmo. I just want to fuck you, Elmo.
Thank God for cameras.
Yeah, thank God for cameras. Well, maybe in this case, not thank God for cameras. Maybe we all would have been better off had we not known what Mr. Von Luren was up to in that nursery that one day. I want to know where the load went. Where did the actual protomasm go? Like, I mean, did he actually come in the Elmo's mouth?
I don't know. I can't think
because
about it.
That is a problem. And, you know, if you're going to have sex with an Elmo doll, have the decency to clean it up. That's all I got to say. Clean it up.
Or just steal it in the
wash.
Take it with
you. Yeah, steal it and take it with you. Put it in the bag and, you know, the kid's going to wonder, what happened to my Elmo doll?
Yeah.
Elmo found someone else to love.
He's right.
He's happy with his new lover, Mr. Von Luren. Von Luren is the worst kind of name you could ever have. I don't think I've ever thought about having sex with a stuffed animal.
No. Nope.
Even in my wild pubescent days, nope. I don't think a stuffed animal ever crossed my mind.
Mm-mm.
There's a lot of things you do when you're a kid figuring it all out, but sex with a stuffed animal was never one of them.
Yeah.
I never even thought about it. And when you're a grown man, 53 years old,
yeah,
you got to know better. Like if you want to fuck an Elmo doll, fuck an Elmo doll, but go home and fuck an Elmo doll.
Exactly.
Right? Don't do it at someone's house. Don't do it at a client's house. That's, yeah. Here's just a general rule about visiting clients' houses. Don't fuck anything while you're there.
Exactly.
Anything. Even if they're human. Just don't fuck anything while you're at the client's house. Because it's bound to lead to trouble, and you're probably going to have a hard time getting your next invoice paid. Like, just do your job and get out. When you're a home inspector, you must see a lot of crazy stuff, too.
Yeah, in people's homes.
Yeah, like when you're an exterminator or, I mean, think of all the people who come in, like, maids who stay with families for a long time. Home inspectors.
I talked with people about this because I used to work for a window company. And
yeah.
So they would go in, the salespeople would go into these people's homes and give an estimate. And I remember saying, I bet you see some crazy
some
shit.
Some wild shit.
Yeah.
And the response was, yes, we do.
And sometimes people just called those people out there because they're lonely too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, my brother was a cable guy for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to give away his stories or his stories to tell, but he also had a lot of similar experiences. I mean, he shared with me that on a couple of occasions, there were women who would show up and answer the door.
In, like, lingerie.
In lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in lingerie in certain states of undress.
Yeah.
And it was almost like a like a fantasy that they had that they had to fulfill.
The cable guy.
Hi, Mrs. Crumpet. It's me, the cable guy. I'm here to drill some holes in your walls. Stick some wire in. What do you think?
Oh, Billy. I've got a hole that needs some wire right now.
Do you have any lemonade, Mrs. Crumpet?
I sure do. Let me bend over to the last shelf on the refrigerator. Oh, I forgot my panties.
Oh, that's okay, Mrs. Crumpet. I'm a professional cable installer. Let me run some pipe down there if you don't mind.
No problem, Billy. My husband's not going to be home till Tuesday. Oh!
Remember for a little while in our show, we used
to open the show
with a porn skit.
With some porn skit every single episode of the show for like 30 shows. But I ran out of ideas. I also got a phone call one time from, someone. They were like, I tried to listen to the show, but I got to be honest, like the porn skit was just a little much for me right off the bat. And I was like, you didn't like the one about the bushes in your bushes? And she was like, no, not for me. Sorry. Yeah, well, that's where we came up with the saying. It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody.
But at least it's free.
Yep. And what is it? What's our other saying? Better than most, but not
as good as the best, but better than most. And there you have it, folks. That's about all I got to say. Well, Mr. Von Muir, it's Von Luer, whatever your name is. It's likely that you'll spend a couple days in jail. I mean, the thing is this, what really sucks is this guy, and maybe as it should be, like when you take your dick out in a nursery and it's not your home.
Yeah.
It's problematic.
That's going on your permanent record.
You're probably going to have to register everywhere you go, everywhere you live.
Yeah.
Right?
Background check will flag that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You fucked a what? Tell me about this right here, Mr. Von Luer, if you're going to be hired at Johnson & Johnson Trucking. What's this all about? Well, stuck my dick in a tickle me elmo. Who doesn't? I mean, come on. We here at fucking fuck trucking don't give a shit. Every cab comes with a tickle me elmo doll. Feel free to molest at your leisure. That's going to be a tough one for him. And at 55, it's like, gee, 54.
Yeah.
What is he going to do for the rest of his life?
I don't know if that's his
social security.
Experience is going into homes.
There's no more going into homes.
Nope.
Maybe you can be an exterior inspector.
Yeah.
Where the tickle me elmo dolls are safe.
Exactly.
Where all of the stuff
is. You can go into landscaping.
Yeah, landscaping.
Oh, you're here to cut my bushes? Wow. Thanks, Mr. Van Luer.
No problem. You got a tickle me elmo doll in there. What's going on? I can see your stuffed animals from the window. Whatever you're into, Von Luer, just don't do it in the nursery at other people's houses.
Yeah, that's wrong.
This reminds me of something. So I was having a conversation with Tina, who is a fan of the show, longtime friend of ours, lovely human being all around. And she sometimes helps with the content ideas here. So we're having a little meeting about, this, that, or the other thing. And she says, here's your problem when it comes to you talking about sex. And I was like, oh, I don't talk about sex all that much. She's like, you talk about sex every episode.
All the time.
Yeah. And she goes, here's the challenge with you talking about sex, I find, is that when you get into when you start talking about fetishes and sexualized interests, you are so wrong about almost everything you say. She's like, you got voyeur and what was the other one? It's voyeur or exhibitionism.
Yes.
She's like, you got those completely mixed up.
Yeah.
And
I corrected you on that.
You did correct me on that. And she said that. She said,
but I mean, this is not just a problem you have with talking about sex.
No,
this
it's a problem I have with talking about everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I don't know, I make it up.
Exactly.
That's it. And I think I'm right. I reach
that's
down.
That's more than fact, news, or fiction.
That's right. I reach down in the decrepit part of my brain, fried by all the acid and drugs that I've taken over the years, and just pull out whatever information I think is
confidence,
in there.
You say it with confidence.
I say it with confidence. Yeah. That's how I get around most of my life. That's how I get around most of my life.
Act like you know where you're going.
I just act like I know what I'm doing. And I say, I spent the night at Holiday Inn last night. Please. Did someone call me to the UN for something? No? I've got this plane ticket. What happened? I'm here to give a speech. Does anybody mind? So she volunteered, nicely enough, that she would come on the show or write in on the show. Like, if I'm going to think about doing any more fetish bullshit, that if I'm planning on talking about it, that she'll write in and she'll let us know exactly what's going on, because Tina does have a large and varied sex history. She's very sex positive. Even when we met, Tina, and a story that no one knows because we don't talk about Tina a lot on the show, but I've known Tina since I was 17 years old, and she was 14 years old. Yeah. She worked at a restaurant. And so we all became fast friends, a group of us. And she was working in like fetish dungeons here in Atlanta, like underground clubs, when she was 16 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can imagine, right? I mean, listen, it happens. It's like that. Yeah. And she wasn't, I don't think anybody was taking advantage of her. She was just doing what she wanted to do, which Tina was really good at. Like the rest of us, we're really good at doing what the fuck we wanted to do and ignoring all the consequences whatsoever. So, and then throughout life, she's just kind of taken an interest in general and in fetishization of anything.
Yeah,
so,
I like that.
Two things.
She'll be our correspondent.
She can be our correspondent for this type of sex stuff.
I like it.
And that way we get it right and we don't have to just make it up.
I love this idea.
Because she brought up a good point is that, yeah, it's funny. You know, what you're saying is funny. But if you're the one who's into it and you're getting it completely wrong, it's not that it's hurtful, right? It still can be funny. But you might want it represented correctly, at least. Like, if you're going to do something funny about it, make it represented correctly. And so then we went and started talking about the lady who was dressed up like a cat the entire time.
Oh, right.
And she was telling me, like, this is a whole thing, and blah, 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 blah. And we did this show about a girl. A girl. And she's not even a woman. She was a girl. She was young. 20 years old, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Young, right.
Young, beautiful, slim, slender, wonderful, you know, like you are 20 years old. Like I was at 20 years old.
Exactly.
And she was living with a much older man, someone in his probably early 50s. And the guy had no clue why this girl wanted to dress up like a cat. Like, he was just as clueless about the fetish as I was, right? He was, like, clueless.
Yeah, well, he had his own fetish of, like, the, was it Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah, he wanted to be a gladiator or something. Yeah, yeah. So, but, I mean, I think that's just cosplay, right?
Right.
It's just a guy that wants to be a gladiator, essentially. I don't know. But she was into it. She was, like, living her life as a cat.
Like, she was
licking
milk
from a bowl, climbing up the walls. She had scratching posts. She was getting facial things done. She was literally like purring and walking around his legs. She was into this, so into it. And he was going along for the ride, probably because she was young, slender,
and
slim, and beautiful, right?
He's
that's
like,
my
whatever,
guess.
Whatever you want to do.
Hey, listen.
Sounds good to me.
You got a bag? You want to keep it upstairs? I'll give you a key to the house. You're all right. You're my new house cat. I mean, that's one way to get pussy. If, you know, that's for make low-hanging fruit joke. And so Tina was saying that this is like a whole thing.
Oh,
like,
it's got
to
be.
Yeah, people, you know, they want to be animals, and they like to be animals, and they like to get into it in this whole nine yards. One of the, and there's a point to this, like oftentimes there is not. So Tina's going to help us out with that as we go along.
Great. Thank you, Tina.
As I was doing my research for this next audio that we're going to do here, I was actually looking for people who wanted to cosplay or thought they were or would like to have sex with aliens. Like people who were into aliens. That, and we've seen a few of these.
We did. Yeah. There was the guy.
There was the guy.
There was the one guy.
He was fucking aliens since he was seven.
Yeah.
Seven.
It happened out on the farm.
Yeah.
It,
but however, he could hold up to no questioning. They were like, well, why didn't you take a picture? Well, if you got a camera I can borrow, I guess I'll take a picture. Yeah. And they were like, what about your phone?
He had fathered like 40 children.
40,000 children. Uh-huh. And they brought him up to see all the kids one time. And
Pods.
Yeah, I have a feeling this guy was also fucking Tickle Me Elmo Dells. So I was like, I really want to find this content. I didn't find much. I know it's out there. There's a lot of like fantasy stories that are written about having sex with an alien.
Okay.
There is not a lot of people that are talking about it directly on the internet that I could find, and you know I like to dig
you
deep.
You gotta go on the dark web.
I gotta go. Oh, I do?
I don't know.
I don't know how to get on that fucking...
Sounds like
every time I go on that dark web, I just feel like I'm there for the wrong reasons.
How do you even get to the dark web?
I know how, but I'm not going to tell you here and there. I'll explain it to you
later. Just type in www.darkweb.com.
That's what I do. I go to darkweb.web. Yeah. They ask for my credit card information and my social security number to make sure that no one finds out. They're double checking. And then, you know, so far it's been a great... So far there's really nothing behind that wall. But, however, there's a lot of weird charges on my credit card. I have two houses, one here and one in San Francisco. What I did find, what came up most often when I looked at people who love aliens, alien lovers, alien, you know, fetishes, mm-hmm. what came up most often, Christy, was our girl, the alien light talker.
Oh,
do you know who
right.
I'm talking
yes,
about?
Of course I do.
So I couldn't help myself. I had to take a look at what was going on here. And so I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do. Hey guys, it's your old pal Uncle Brian with a small reminder about this Halloween season. The local news is reporting that ayahuasca-laced Twizzlers are a thing and they're likely to happen to you and your children. So make sure you sample all of those Twizzlers before you feed them to the dog. Now you know, and knowing's half the battle. And since you're in the know, go to tcbpodcast.com. All the audio and all the video are right there at tcbpodcast.com. We now have a toll-free text message line, 855-TCB-8383. 855-TCB-8383. You can still use 661-BEST-TO, but for our international friends, we now pay the tab. And we'd love to hear from you. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas? We're taking them all. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to watch our full episodes. I promise you, you're going to like these videos. They're most likely funnier than the audio, and that's because Chrissy and I have nothing to do with it. Our sponsors support the show, so do us a favor and support them whenever you can. Let's hear from those sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of the commercial break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So our girl is back again. Alien light talker extraordinaire. She's one of the few people on Earth, quite frankly, that I've known in my alien light talking days. That can talk to alien, they can talk to aliens in this light language,
right?
And the last video that we did with her was such a hit. You know, she had the dog shit in the background, and she was sitting
she
on the
did.
Floor.
That's
do you remember
right.
that?
She
had like multiple piles of dog feces around her.
Yeah, in the house.
She's cleaned up her act a little bit, so
okay.
I'll give her that. She may have seen our video and decided, hey, I better take the dog shit out of the background. But Chrissy and I did a video a couple months ago, maybe more than that, where we met someone who talks in an alien light language. This is her. She is here to tell us all about, Chrissy, starseeds. And so I hope you're
amazing.
Excited about this.
I'm super excited. Right, starseeds.
Pull it up on the old Tisa Beaminator. And here we go.
There are souls that have existed for many in different dimensions and different timelines, gathering knowledge, co-creating experience, assisting the collective, and building.
I love these visuals.
Footage. Yeah.
There's some stock footage. This is just the beginning of the video, which, by the way, drags on for fucking ever. But this is the beginning of the video, and what you can't see, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, is that this intro is, she's got these beautiful pictures of, like, space and, you know, sunsets and all this, and then she's, like, putting
little
alien
little
saucers.
Space.
Yeah, like, flying around.
Flying saucers.
Welcome. Welcome. Do you remember that first video we did? This girl said welcome 13 times in the first video we watched. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
The galaxy. A starseed is an older soul of cosmic origin that has a...
I bet our boy Jeff Von Luhr knows a little bit about the starseed. That's right. He's been spreading his starseed.
He's been trying.
Existed and lived in different realities, in past, present, and parallel lifetimes. Starseeds are positively polarized and purposed to bring higher levels of love, light, authenticity, and expression to Earth.
This girl sounds like a combination of 400 people I've met at certain events.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, she's not alone.
No, she's not. If you condensed all my conversations that I've had on ayahuasca, they would just, it would sound like this.
Exactly.
Positively polarized people on this planet.
The old souls.
They operate at a different frequency and thus experience reality differently.
Reality.
Reality. Welcome. I bet that I'm sure that the TCB frequency does not vibrate this highly. We're not into this. Yeah, I don't know.
As starseeds, we recognize the higher dimensional awareness that we are not just our bodies, but have lived in other ways before.
Is everybody a starseed?
I was a pomegranate just 2 days ago.
Just the seed of
I am a Tickle Me Elmo doll in Oakwood, Michigan right now. Oh! Oh, no!
Is she saying we're all starseeds?
No, she's saying she's a starseed. Yeah, okay. Some people. No, of course not. That doesn't make her special if everyone's a starseed. She's got to be special, right?
Yeah.
These are the starseeds.
Those?
No, she's like the pejorative. She's just talking on her ass. Positively polarized people vibrating on a higher frequency. Our old souls, our new souls, when they're united in multidimensional love quakes that come from deep below the center of the black holes. But we don't vibrate at the black hole frequency. We're much higher.
Wee!
I just had 4 gummies with Chrissy Oatley in Denver. Gummies vibrate at a high frequency.
They help you reach the frequency.
I can feel that frequency right now.
And welcome back to the Activation Vibration. I'm Heather. And once again, if you're watching this video, you are for sure, probably, absolutely, most likely, definitely a starseed. And
at least she's got it covered. Whoa. I am most definitely, likely, most positively, likely, for sure, without a doubt, maybe, sometimes, a starseed.
Once again, not everyone is. Not everyone is necessarily of cosmic origin. But perhaps
I love how she, like, in this video, when she says certain words, she puts them down below in texts. Yeah. Like, I think just to highlight the bullshit that's coming out of her mouth.
Cosmic origin.
I can see people at home writing this down. Honey, cosmic origin. Put that on the bullet point list.
Earth origin, or more so angelic origin, or more so inner earth origin, or other galaxy origin, whatever the case is. But if you resonate with being
whatever. Can we move on to the next part? Whatever. I lost my train of thought.
Whatever it is, starseed.
I can imagine being in a meeting. Well, I think we'll do it for $1 million or $2 million, $5 million, whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Write a number down. We'll figure it out later.
Starseed, if you are once again still watching this video, then you absolutely are. And it really truly is important to acknowledge this aspect of yourself, this cosmic truth of yours, so that you can more so accept and harness and claim who you truly are.
The because starseeds is really
it's
bad.
Awful. It's like cut.
Yeah, she's almost yeah. Every year. And
I can
there.
Only imagine that there's some person somewhere, like on Fiverr or something, that's like, ha, oh, shit, this girl again. I have to clean up this shit for days. She probably talks for 4 hours,
oh my
and she
God,
someone
yeah.
has to edit it down. What she's saying is, anybody could say this. Like, I mean, I get it. I get there's like a woo-woo out there. And I believe in some woo-woo. It's kind of weird because I'm a woo-woo believer. But
me too.
I just, when people start talking like this, I fucking tune out because I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Did not originate from Earth. They do operate at a different frequency, at a different energy. There is a certain purpose, a certain mission, a certain calling that yells more so loudly within the soul than perhaps for other people who are maybe young souls and here to more so just experience. And
here to more so therefore. What are these experience. Words? Where did you come from? Maybe she is a time traveler.
Fire soul knowledge and are on a different path. But for those of us who have lived in other galaxies, who have experienced lives, whose souls have literally incarnated multiple times on different galaxies in different times in different realms and different dimensions.
Multiple what? Times and multiple realms and different galaxies and planets and stars and black holes. And if you've ever lived multiple lives like multiple times, like multiple people like I have multiple times, then you multiply that by two and you're going to get a lot of starseeds. Edit that last part out. I want to say this again. Starseeds! Use that take.
And therefore have a different set of experiences and, again, desires and memories encoded within us. It's just different. And again, in no...
That's it. It's just different. You see what I'm saying?
And that was one edit, because it immediately went to something.
She cut.
It's just different.
The editor's like, whatever. He takes something from the back of the video where she says, it's just different. He puts it at the front because he's like, we got to wrap this up real quick.
This, we can learn to...
YouTube has a 10-hour limit on videos.
Accept ourselves and more so harness and claim our superpowers. So if you haven't seen my other videos where I explain and help you to identify which starseed origin you come from.
Go ahead and block
and
out
also
a week.
The different characters.
Go ahead and block. Start from the beginning and block out a week.
If you have 6 to 12 weeks from long COVID, it's a great time to catch up, more so therefore to how.
And the different things we have to look out for as starseeds, definitely go watch that because lots of key information in that. And yet also, if you are a starseed, you know all the information.
So I guess we don't have to watch your videos anymore.
You don't have to go to the video.
Well, I'm going
to
skip right to the end.
You just know this. It's coded.
This girl's a riot. I bet she is a blast at a party. You know what I'm saying? I can just sit in the corner and drink and eat gummy bears and watch her all day long. I would have so much fun.
Within you. So just connect to yourself on a deeper level and learn to more so accept who and what you are. If you do feel a certain calling or you are more sensitive to certain things, or if you feel more strongly or more interested or more connected to certain things, own it. Just like own it. Because
I feel connected to this Tickle Me Elmo doll.
Own it.
I want to own it. Yeah, get it. I own you.
When you do, that is how you will discover your true superpowers. Because if you are starseed, then you were born with and you incarnated with certain superpowers and abilities that are, again, here to assist your purpose here on Earth, but also the collective.
So what's my superpower? Talking loudly into a microphone? Yes. I'm pretty sure, given the definition. She said, if we're here, it's most definitely, probably more likely, maybe, that we are starseeds. And then 5 minutes later, she said, if you're here, you're for sure a starseed. So we're starseeds. Let's assume all of us are starseeds.
Exactly.
If you're receiving this message through TCB, you too are a starseed. What is your superpower? I want to hear about it.
Just own it.
Just
whatever.
Own it. I don't know. I don't know what my superpower is.
There's a greater calling we have as starseeds. And this is not just like some like elitism idea like, this means you're special. No, it's just like factual. Not everyone...
It's just like factual that you're special.
It's just like factual.
Hey, girl. My superpower is number one, preaching to the Lord, and number two, jizzing on FaceTime. Yeah. Your superpower is watching me, so take this next 10 to 12 minutes while I get at this Tickle Me Elmo doll. And I'll be by your mom's house later just to stop by and say hello. Okay, love you. Anybody got this girl's phone number? This girl, Helly, she seems wild. I bet she's it. I bet that she would be into me 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, Carl and Heather would get together. They're probably dating.
On Earth feels called to assist the mission in raising consciousness, in awakening more, and becoming simply more aware to the real, tangible, physical, material experience that we are having and the magic that is amplifying that. That's all it is, just bringing awareness to
That's it.
Solved all the problems.
I still know exactly what she's saying.
Chrissy, that's the fucking point. She is like Frankie B. There's never a point. Never a point. I have watched hours of this girl's videos.
I can see like the overall umbrella what she's saying.
I get it.
But however, the minutia of it makes
what she's saying is there's no time or space and we're all floating through and some of us are older souls and some of us are younger
just
souls.
And own it. And love it. To your code.
And dig deep for your inner, outer, anus. I don't know.
And that's it.
It's factual. It's not that difficult. It's not that difficult. Come on, let's get it together.
The fact that there is spirit in form within everything. It's bringing awareness to the truth. Form within everything. It's bringing awareness to the truth that is. Not everyone feels called to that. And again, that's okay. But in acknowledging, like, if you do feel called to it, if you feel called to better yourself, to be a better person, to be in better relationship and connection and communion with your environment, with your relationships, the people in your life, with everything, the way that you express yourself, your creations, your offerings, then that's like a specific thing. So if there's that, and then...
Oh my God. I don't know how specific.
If you're like in the universe, in the world, in the galaxy, and there's something, anything that could be, that might be, that you ever thought of ever, that's like one specific thing. If you might be, could be, should be, thought about ever, thinking about being one thing, that's another thing altogether. Do you get it? You get where we're going with this? I'm right on you, Heather. I got you. Followed you.
You also feel connected to the stars or being a starseed or the fact that there are extraterrestrials or that there is more life than just what exists here on Earth, then that's a thing.
Thanks, Heather. Thanks for clarifying. That is a thing. Yes, it is.
Just like own it and claim it, because it's actually the ego that will try to distort you and have you think that you're not good enough or special enough to actually accept the fact that maybe you are of cosmic origin.
We are all of cosmic origin, Heather. Yes. It's like a simple scientific fact, girl.
That actually is fact.
Yeah, and by the way, it's 2022. No one feels ashamed about saying whatever they believe in. Everyone's too fucking, they should shut up, actually.
Exactly.
Maybe you have lived many lives. That's the ego that will try to tell you that you haven't. It just simple. Box you. Just suppress you. It's like, no. Connect to your heart, connect to your soul, and know your truth. Own it, harness it, claim it. That is where your superpowers will fully flourish and manifest to assist you and to assist.
I was Michael Jackson's white glove in my last lifetime.
This all, and we need that, so please, just like, please.
Please, get your shit together, guys. Get your shit together. Own it. Be it. What is it? I don't know, but be it. It's starseed. Don't you get it? I'm trying to tell you. It's one thing, but it's everything. But it's nothing, but it could be a thing. If you thought about a thing, do a thing for something. Own it.
Own it.
As well as connecting it to your superpowers and your abilities and your gifts here on Earth, claiming the fact that you are a starseed also connects you to your own intuition and your guidance.
Is there a website I can go to claim my starseed? Because I think this would boil things down a little bit. Is there like a handle on Twitter or something?
Yeah.
Hashtag
like
starseed.
BuzzFeed quizzes.
Yeah, we need a, are you a starseed? That's right. Have you ever, maybe, sometimes, ever, maybe, possibly thought about anything ever? Yes. You're a starseed.
Yeah.
Your therefore helping you and assisting you to tangibly know what steps to take, what callings are that of the soul, and what callings are that of the mind or the ego or projected by society. You will be clear in your knowing and what you are meant for, what is actually resonant with you when you connect to and harness.
How difficult do you think Thanksgiving dinner is with Heather?
Will you be clear, though?
Is anything going to ever really be clear? Can you imagine Thanksgiving with this chick?
No.
This would be really difficult to have her at the end of the table.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because,
well, honey.
Hi, honey. It's Mom.
Welcome. Hi, Mom. I'm just over here talking to...
Yeah, listen, I don't give a shit. I just wanted to call you and tell you that dinner is going to be on Thursday at 5 o'clock.
Oh, great. I'm doing some cosmic traveling, but I should be back to Earth by then.
Okay, yeah, we don't give a shit about that either. But, honey, we just ask one thing. We really want you to come, but is it possible for you to tape your mouth shut this time? We just want to have a nice dinner without all the starseed talk.
Well, Mom, I'll have to check in with my com...
Okay, thanks, honey. Talk to you later. Bye!
Own and claim this part of yourself. And it also connects you to your cosmic family, your actual star lineage.
Well, that's who that she's going come to Thanksgiving dinner with.
Yeah, she's got to go with the cosmic family. Yeah, you can't go with the earthly family. No. Those are a bunch of, like, plebons. They're basically amoeba in the cosmic sense.
Exactly.
And what she is like a rarefied air, a deity among deities. Unfortunately, they didn't give her the superpower of talking, but that's okay.
Or of editing. Yeah.
That was really funny, Chrissy. Sometimes you're really funny.
The essence of your soul that is eternal, that always feels like home, so that you never feel like you don't belong. Because obviously that's like a common theme for us here on Earth. This isn't our originate planet, so we don't necessarily always feel originate. Like we belong here.
Originate. It's not the originate planet. Yeah. It's the originate House of Pancakes.
What we've done with the TCB website is go back to the originate
That's
website.
Right. The originate Mattress Factory, located right here in Georgia. We're going to go to the originate website. Oh, Heather, you got yourself all twisted up.
But that's also why it's so cool to be here, because it's like we're here just for a time in a temporary body, and we get to experience the luxuries, the gifts of this planet. It is such a beautiful, magical planet, really. Like, thank you, Earth. I'm so grateful. So, like, that's a part of it.
The editing there was...
Oh, my God.
She was praying. Yeah. She was doing like a thank you, Earth.
I think I met Heather's twin sister and brought her home one time for 6 months.
You have, absolutely.
I met her in a sweaty, sweaty trailer and I brought her home for 6 months.
Yes, you did.
Oh.
Connecting to your cosmic lineage, the fact that you do originate from other planets and other dimensions and other time zones, realms, and realities, you can more so appreciate your present moment, the experience that you are currently having here on Earth. Because really, it is a gift. Every moment, every day here on Earth is truly a gift. It is so beautiful to be here. And it's such a beautiful thing that we get to stream light frequencies, higher levels of consciousness here to...
It's really a gift that we get to stream Netflix right into our home using our parents' account. I'm taking advantage of all the gifts life has to offer, like this $10,000 pillow I'm sitting on. Thank you, YouTube.
Earth, as conduits of these beings through our creations, how we express ourselves, how we experience and give love, how we receive love through the frequencies of joy and bliss. This is so beautiful, and also transformation. Like, know that if you're going through a transformation, if you're going through shit, like, you're also helping to assist.
Wow, these edits are crazy. She is editing
That's
every
insane.
Word. It's insane.
I mean, you listener out there, what we're watching, I mean, it's just like,
you might be able to hear a little bit of it, like kind of choppiness, but you can see the edits because her head moves one way or the other, right? She's a very, she's very animated talker, she's moving a lot.
Yes.
So when there's an edit, you can see it. It's so clear as day. There's no transition. It's just like she just. It's like she's piecing her words together.
I know.
She must have been on that couch for days.
Days.
Gift here on Earth. So know that too. Like, everything is actually divine from a higher level, and really in attuning to this frequency and this awareness, You own that and claim that, and therefore are assisted and supported.
I think I'm going to play a drinking game every time she says own it.
Yeah, every time she says own it, which, by the way, is the name of this episode for sure, is own it.
She said it like five times.
She is just like, the editing is bad. I don't understand a word that she's saying, and I'm pretty attuned also to this type of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I've lived this. I've been around people who like are in the muck when it comes absolutely. To cosmic beings. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In that, you realize you're not alone. You realize you're always connected. You're always supported. You're always loved. You're always rewarded. So know this. Own this. Claim this.
Drink!
Cheers!
Drink! Own it.
And it will be revealed to you. Simply, really, truly, like, actually, that's the first and the most important step is aligning yourself, but then, like, knowing it. Just like owning it, remembering it.
Cheers!
By the way, I was just thinking while she was babbling on, I'm glad Jeff the home inspector would fuck the Elmo and not the electrical socket, as he had said. I mean, it's a bad thing he did, but I don't want the guy to die.
Attuning to the records of it, because it is encoded within your DNA. So yeah, I hope you own it. I hope you know it.
Oh, there you go. Go for it, Chrissy. You gotta drive home, settle down. Yeah.
I hope you show it fully. Because again, as we do so, we remind and awaken the rest. And that's just like casually your purpose here on Earth in whatever way you do that. So
casually your
thank
purpose.
You for being here. And I love you so much. And I'm curious, if you are a starseed, like, let us know in the comments below. And also, where do you come from? Or which ones do you resonate with? Find your soul family, your cosmic family, in the comments below. And as always, truly, really thank you for being here on Earth. I love you, I appreciate you, and I'm sending you so much love. Always. Blessings.
Blessings. Own it. Nothing like finding your cosmic family right there in the comments section of YouTube. I'll tell you where you're not going to find love, light, and harmony is in the comment section of YouTube. At least not with a commercial break.
Oh, no.
But hey, that reminds me. I did want to say the Boys Cast, Ryan Long and the Boys Cast, they sent a lot of people our way from their YouTube channel.
Awesome.
And we love the Boys Cast. Thank you very much. We love you.
Boys Cast.
Thanks for coming. Stay around. The drinks are free. Well, I would buy you a drink if I was next to you. Just own it. Just know that we own it. We're all owning it. You might be, you may be, you possibly would be, you could be some kind of cosmic starseed. Oh, man. Wow. She makes my brain hurt. I think I feel like I have to take a nap after that.
I'm still trying to process everything she
was
saying. Well,
there's no way to process it because she's not even processing it. That's just,
no.
She is barfing up words. That's what's going on. But she's a perfectly lovely human being.
She is.
I have nothing against her. If she wants to be a starseed, be a starseed. I would invite her to, She should date my brother. That's what they should go on. I think they'd be a match made in cosmic heaven.
Yes.
Oh, man. Hey, guess what? Brand new phone line. You can still go to the, you can still dial up the old one, 661-237-8296. 661, best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. But now you can also text or call toll free 855-TCB-8383. That's 8555. TCB-8383. I think it's like 855-822-8383 or something like that. But anyway, if you go there, either of those phone lines will send you to the same place. Content, ideas, questions, comments, concerns, send them all through the phone line.
Ask TCB.
Ask TCB. We get. I have another couple of those. We'll get to those next week. The other thing that I wanted to tell you is that youtube.com/thecommercialbreak is the only place to find every single episode, full episode, now fully edited.
Are you sure every episode? The first ones?
No, the ones we didn't.
Okay.
How about this? Every episode we've ever done on video is right there.
Okay, good.
We didn't record all of them for video, but go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. You're going to love it. Check out the full episodes edited by Morgan. They're so fucking funny, man. She does such a great job with
those
videos. She makes fun of us with the editing. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Or you can go at TCB podcast is the new handle. Okay. That's all I can do for today, Chrissy. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, and we must say,
bye. Bye.